Blog Talk Radio.
They don't let me feel so bad about that. She came to my head, called to me to be a part of the college of bishops. And I said, I'm not going to do this because your bishop is refusing to do it until I talk to him. I had a conversation with Paul of a bishop in the head for about 20 minutes. He says, I have no problem. He says, look, I just don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. But Tim, he just kept saying, I have no problem, you know, but I'm not going to do it. And then that article came out. And here I am, went on and did it because he wouldn't tell me what was going on. I met him at the college official and said, why did you do that? Why, when I called you as your colleague, to find out why you wouldn't do it? He said, well, I didn't know for sure. I said, but you're telling me now. If you can tell me now, you knew it then. Some people will set you up to make you look bad. So I shared with my wife about what had happened on the phone and says, well, the other bishops that were there said, we're going to have to write a letter to rescind her consecration. Now, y'all know my wife is very wise. She said, baby, you better let that demon alone. Because the minute you go into action trying to rescind that consecration, that demon will start suing the church, you and everybody else. She said, the best thing for you to do is leave that in the hands of the Lord. So I went to another bishop and said, listen, I'm not going to go through with this letter of rescinding the consecration. Let the Lord take care of it. Because I didn't know she was that way. But he should have told me. That's why we have the kinds of, when some person disconnect with another church, you come to your church. We need to connect with that pastor right away when you come marching up in here to make sure you're not dodging recommendations. So if you want to join high praise and you're in trouble, I know you're coming here with a problem. And I can help you. I'm not going to beat you, but I can help you. Oh, I've been through so much, saints, in the 40 years of pastoring. But when somebody pulled that kind of thing, I want to tell y'all because I want y'all to be up on it. You might have heard her say, yeah, she's a bishop. Bishop had a name on her certificate. You know Bishop didn't know she was entertaining man another woman. Because that's not the way I roll. Y'all heard that word? Roll. Look at somebody that bitches don't roll like that. But all that pastor had to do is tell me, I'm not going to call this day because I don't want y'all to be upset with him because he did your pastor. All he had to do is say, man, don't do that. She has sexual preferences. That's all he had to say. Then I could always make some money as much as I would like to do as I can. After the conversation with your former bishop, you let me know that that's not something I should be doing. And then I wouldn't have had to do that. But God knows. Whatever's right, whatever's wrong, he knows. Do what's right. And then I can see the blessings on you. Your blessings look good on you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you today. As the shepherd of this flock, I thank you for the wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you place within my heart. And from it I'll never part because I know that you call for truth and they shall be set free. Now bless us as we move on into this praise experience. Bless the revival this week. Bless the man of God who will travel all the way from London, England to share with us the word of God. Let the words of our mouth and meditation of our heart be accessible in my sight. Oh Lord, I will strip and I will redeem and everybody clap your hands as I go to my seat and give God some praise.
Sunday, family of rich and good people. Sunday is a good member's fest.
Sunday is worship, 12 noon. Sunday is children's church, 1 o'clock p.m., except for first Sunday. Evening service, every first Sunday at 6 o'clock p.m. Wednesday, call in prayer, 6 o'clock a.m. to 6:30 a.m. Wednesday is 8 a.m., 11 o'clock a.m. Thursday is prayer and refreshing, 6 o'clock p.m. Thursday is Bible class, 7 o'clock p.m. Thursday is choir rehearsal, 8:30 p.m. Friday, call in prayer, 6 o'clock a.m. to 6:30 a.m. Friday is 8 a.m., 6 o'clock p.m. Saturday, praise dance rehearsal. Every other Saturday, 11 o'clock a.m., broadcast. Please don't forget our radio broadcast every Saturday, 8 o'clock p.m. on radio WDRJ 1440 a.m. We will be in revival March 23rd through March 28th with Prophet Wesley Van Johnson. Invite your family, friends, and neighbors. If you are a graduate from any educational institution, kindergarten, elementary, middle school, high school, college, or trade school, please sign up to participate in our annual June graduation. Please call area code 605-475-4000 and access code 798-187 to participate in the prayer conference call on Wednesday and Friday, 6 o'clock a.m. to 6:30 a.m. We are expecting your call. We know that you love God and that you love your leader. Together, let's reach out. If you live in the Eastern area and need transportation from High Praise Church, please call the office by 3 o'clock Wednesday. The number is area code 313-563-7455. Please continue your prayer drive, Sick and Shutting. The list includes Gloria Brown, Rose Cummings, Jose Gaier, Rosita Payne, Drina Quincy. If you know of any of our members that need to be on this prayer, please call the church office. We also encourage you to place your prayer request in the prayer box located in the rear of the church. We are praying specifically for those requests on Wednesdays and Fridays at 6 o'clock a.m. Reminder, all announcements are due at the office by the end of the day on Wednesday. I pray this is a place
praise the Lord, everybody. At this time, we would like to acknowledge our visitors. If we have any guests, would you please stand? On behalf of our pastors and council players, B. Hatton and Prophet David Hatton, we'd like to welcome you to High Praise today. The Bible says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. So please feel free to jump, shout, sing, praise, just lift up the name of the Most High God with us today. And if you don't have a church home, why not make that praise your church home? We have two of the most loving and caring pastors who are truly concerned about your souls. And just as a small token of their appreciation for you coming to visit with us today, we do have gifts for you. Because you could have gone anywhere to worship, but we're glad you came here. Thank you for coming. Please come again and enjoy the rest of the worship experience.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. All right. I'm back to the bishop now, y'all. Thank you to the end of Sunday. Every Sunday. The rest of my choir. But I found out the time has passed and I don't have a ring for it. So all I can do is talk to y'all right now. But God is good. A lot of people that used to direct choirs, back in that era are gone. But I'm still here. Means God has blessed me one more time to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And certainly want to offer our prayers to our bass player. I understand he was in a very vicious fire. And I was concerned, Lord, don't let his bass get burned up. Have not have him in that place. That's good. So we still got you too. Praise the Lord. So it means we need to worship the Lord in our giving. We need to give him all we can give him in thanksgiving for preserving. However, I regretfully announced the passing of one of my former organists. Played the organ for us down through the years. His mother was a school teacher. He worked in the home with his mom. She passed away and left that beautiful home of Edison to him. I don't know how true it is, but some kind of way he couldn't get work. That's all he did, play the organ. And they call it gigs. Couldn't get the gigs to keep the house up and all that. So he thought he'd ended by taking his life. He was with me in my first church over 39 years ago. Very nice, clean-cut young man. But he couldn't stand the pain of failure. And so I received a call while I was out of town. And one of my organists took his life. God only knows. But I want you all to know if you ever get into trouble, that's what I'm for. Call me. Don't go to the liquor bottle. Don't go to the drugs. Call me. If I'm good enough to hear from while I'm preaching, you should let me be good enough to tell you what you need to do when trouble comes. Because Jesus can work it out. We pray for him because it's a sad situation. But we're going to pray now. We're going to give our tithe and offering in the fear and admonition of God. How many of y'all love God? Amen. If you have y'all really love God, then you will not shortchange him. I refuse to shortchange God. It has done too much for me, my family. My children are all doing well. You know what would move me more than anything else? Is to have a son who was once out in the world, had about four or five drug houses in Detroit, to be riding around with me every day talking about the goodness of the Lord. And he travels with me everywhere I go. On Thursday evening, we were coming for dinner, and his sister called me. I said, Dad, I said, yes, how are you doing? Doing fine. You feeling all right? Yeah. You sticking to your diet? Yeah. And everything is good? Yeah. Well, all right, where are you now? I'm especially going to the hotel. She says, when you get to the hotel, call me. The Lord let me minister to you. But, oh, Lord, here we go. We both talk like that. Did you say, I had a dream, old man. But to my surprise, Mama Melissa, guess what she said? She said, Dad, God woke me up in the middle of the morning and said to pray for you and pray for your strength, for your continuation, that God would give you strength to finish the work. And that he would back your age up from 74 to 50. How do you feel when someone that comes from you come back and be blessing you? You're gonna see you coming back. How you gonna feel when she says, Daddy, God told me to pray for you that you live long to play that organ. And that's your daughter. She was praying on that phone, man. She was telling God, giving the wisdom of Solomon, the strength of the prophets of old, giving long life, back his age up from 70 to 50, so he can finish with, let no devil stop him, let him finish everything he's supposed to do. I refuse the enemy who tried to come against your daddy. I refuse, I said, look at him, God. To have a child praying for you like that was a blessing. I said, yo, she said, where you, she in the room. I said, you know how proud I feel that both of y'all sustaining and backing me now. And the rest of them, the same way. It's a blessing. When you honor comes back. And so I'm going to honor the Lord with my tithes and my offering. Because I believe God will do what he said. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't be afraid. God is about to do what he says. Do what he says. Give a presentation on how to keep track of your church and how not to be discouraged, how not to let yourself become overwhelmed because of somebody in Texas that's got a great big church, and here you are in Michigan. He said in Texas that the mindset of people may be different than the mindset of Michigan, so don't you get all upset and want to get thrown in the town. He said just stick to it because God got you where he wants you. And so when he finished, and all the bishops was in line getting their book, and I bought my book, I said, you see, I'm kind of funny, y'all. I like to have fun. When he got to me, I said, let me tell you something before you put a pen on that book. You better not write on that book what you wrote on there. Because all of y'all are doing, God bless you, God bless you. You better not put no sin. If one of you said that the bishop is coming, don't you say that? He said, who are you? I said, I'm Bishop Clarence Hamilton of Detroit. I'm a presiding bishop of Pentecostal Operating and National Fellowship Church. I said, don't you put the same thing on my book that you put on the rest of these books. He said, Clarence Hamilton. I said, yeah, his daughter said, oh, Daddy, that's Deacon's father. He said, my children got every tape of your son. I said, that's why you better not put the same thing on. So he wrote it and he got through. He gave me the book and said, I want you to see what I put on here. He said, Roman says, God says yes. And you don't know what I got before the Lord right now. I got several things before the Lord. He said, God said yes. He said, Bishop, I know I gave you the seminar. He said, but I forgot to tell you I'm a prophet too. So God is telling me to tell you, whatever it is you was designing, he said yes. Thank you. I do that? Make sure. Sit down. Make sure that you don't go back to where you're driving home. Make sure when you're on the expressway, you don't say, yeah, Lord, say, yeah, the car stops there. What's happening? Make sure when you get in the house and you think about what God said in your service, that you're at home in your bedroom and the bishop say, God, all right. You better stop right there because I got you to preach on my floor. Hallelujah. Now I want y'all to know we want to have this kind of attendance all week long. We're not having night service tonight, but we're having it tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Putting the preacher on the floor as close to 7:30 as possible. We'll be getting out of here at 8:30, 9 o'clock, all right? Quick as we can. We've had a revival like that. We are blessed every night. But I want y'all to go ahead. I want you to pray somebody with you. Because God's going to say some things. Oh, it's here. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the substance that you, the seeds that you've given unto us. Let me release them by faith. Because you say without faith, it's impossible to please you. So we come now, Lord, not to shortchange you, but to give to you. According to you, blessed us with the tithe and the offering. In Jesus' name. Somebody's happy to say, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Sister, you be quick. Light up an hour. Let's do this real quick. Thank you, Sister Chris.
Yeah!
our dancers were coming. Our dancers were coming. Now listen, we don't want to tell somebody, we may kick in the overtime just a little bit. Come on, tell somebody, say, we may kick in the overtime just a little bit. We ain't going to rush the man of God. We're going to let the man of God do what God is calling him to do. Amen? Y'all with me? All right, God, let's receive our dance team.
Thank you.
Another round of applause. Said to myself, Lord have mercy. I'm glad I'm not a dancer. They'll be going this way, and I'll be going there. For them, they need a round of applause because they remember all their moves. They just nothing wrong. Today, we're blessed to have one of my dear friends for the last 20 years. He's been preaching for our church. And I didn't know if I was going to get an issue at all because he's all over the world. He has now moved from the Virginia region to London, England, which is even harder to get it. But he loved us enough to come to be with us for the next 5 days.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And I want you to get excited. Come this week. This is the last time we have a revival for a while. And so we want you to support this. You've been beautiful for the last 3 revivals. You've been beautiful. So let's not fail now. Let's get better. Look at somebody and say, let's get better. Stand with me at this time as I bring to you this greatly anointed man of God. And let's go a little bit over time because there's so much to be done in the time that he has. Ladies and gentlemen, receive my friend, Prophet Wesley Van Johnson.
True, the Lord is worthy to be praised. I don't know about you, but when I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say I've been blessed. And I have a testimony. I want you to turn around, smile at your neighbor real big, show your teeth even if you don't have any. Look right at them and give them a great big hug and tell them I love you. And there is absolutely nothing you can do about it. Give them a great big hug and tell them I love you. There is absolutely nothing you can do about it. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, that you have loved one for another. And while you're yet standing, let's thank God for our wonderful our visionary. I appreciate my dear friend, a man of great faith. I appreciate he is indeed a man who has upheld the bloodstained banner down through the years. And I thank God for this humble, anointed man of God. Let's again thank God for our and all of God's anointing. Well, everybody, now don't let my looks fool you. We're going to have some church this week. Everybody pick your feet up and put them down. We just go remind the devil where he belongs. I don't know about you, but I got a feeling. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I just have that feeling that everything is going to be all right. I've got a prophetic word for you and for the house this week. You may be seated. We're not going to keep you long today, just very briefly. I'm just honored to be here at High Praise Cathedral of Faith one more time. God is so good to a servant. I have to believe at this point in my life I have been to more than 100 countries preaching the gospel. God is good. Touch somebody and tell them he's all the time good. And I don't know about you, but I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, touch somebody and tell them, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my joy, my what? My soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. You just can't tell it like I can tell it. Now we're going to be back here tomorrow night. Now this whole week, I want you to smile at somebody and tell them, this is my BMW year. Look right at your neighbor and tell them, this is my BMW year. The Lord spoke to me prophetically concerning this year. Now we're not just talking about the vehicle BMW. Touch somebody and tell them, God's going to bless you with more than just a new vehicle this year. Oh, you better get your hands in the air and shout, this is my BMW year. This is your year of blessing. This is your year of miracles. And it's going to lead to wholeness. Touch somebody and tell them wholeness in every area of my life. I decree and declare that this is your year of supernatural restoration. Touch somebody and tell them, this is my year of recovery. I come to tell you here at High Praise, it's over. Somebody get your hands in the air and shout, it is over. Everything about this year is supernatural. This is a year of divine manifestation when everything that God has promised you is going to come to pass. And this is the beginning. Look at your neighbor and tell them, the drought is over. The lean years are over. If anybody really believe it, I'm talking about not just prosperity, but you're going to see God to bless you. Touch somebody and tell them it's going to have a domino effect. Everything about me is changing between now and December the 31st. I'm not going to be the same. God is honoring you at this time like no other time. If you believe it, jump to your feet and shout hallelujah. I'm just going to preach at you for just a few moments, and then we're going to let you all out of here, but we're going to be back tomorrow night. And it's not just for you. Touch somebody and tell them this blessing is not just for me, but it is for your children's children. God is positioning you this year, and your children's children shall be blessed. I believe it in my heart. On tomorrow at 7 o'clock, you know, Rahab, when she spared the spies, the two spies, she hit them on the rooftop, and after the men that came to her house seeking their life, she sent them in a different direction. She went to the rooftop where she had them covered, and she said, now that I have spared your life, there's something that I want your God to do for me. I believe your God is giving you this city. And she said, I want your God to do three things, and there's three things she mentioned. She said, I want your God to remember me, remember my family, and remember my stuff. Touch somebody and tell them, this year, God shall remember me, he shall remember my family, and he shall remember my stuff. I decree and declare that the robber will not break in. I decree and declare that your sons, your daughters will not become victims. You're following me here. I decree and declare that your children shall outlive you. Raise your hands in there and say, God, I believe it. I believe it. And on Monday night, what I want to do is put a scarlet cord in your hand.
for you to put in your window as Rahab hung in her window. Do you know her house? Everybody says, well, all the walls of Jericho came down. It could not so, because Rahab's house was built on the wall. Touch somebody and tell them Rahab's house was built on the wall. And I just believe those to ground opened up and swallowed the walls. And as the walls was being swallowed up, that one piece of the wall where Rahab's house was built remained intact. Doesn't that make you want to shout? Touch somebody and tell them my family shall remain intact. This is a year of deliverance for my family. Oh, you better raise your hands in there. And I want to put this anointed scarlet cord in you. And I'm going to tell you, some of you will no sooner put this scarlet cord in your window than your address is going to change. You will move. Touch somebody. Come get rid. This is my fam here. Touch somebody. Tell them this is my fam here. You better just shake your head. You're going to bust a move this year. Touch somebody. Tell them I'm going to bust a move this year. Somebody got there ready to bless you with your own house this year. You better raise your hands in the air and give God some praise up in there. And I say God is a good God. Touch somebody and tell them God is a good God. Yes, he is. He's going to be all about the family. And then on Tuesday night, we're going to take authority over and break all generational curses. You're not going to be the same. I tell you, God's doing a new thing. Touch somebody and tell them God is doing a new thing. All those demonic forces that has been attacked, it ends now. Touch somebody and tell them that demonic activity is coming to an end now. And then on Wednesday night, we're going to have a supernatural debt cancellation service. Touch somebody and tell them I'm coming out of debt this year. Somebody shout, this is the year of God. And then on Thursday, I want you to bring your oil to not, I want you to bring your oil to be consecrated, but what I'm going to do is put something in your oil. And every time you go to use your oil, it's going to spark your faith. It's very scriptural. It's going to bless you. I want you to go and anoint the place where you work. I want you to go anoint the place where you want to work. I want you to anoint the place where you live. Anoint the place where you want to live. Lord, I want you to, God's going to do it. Touch somebody, tell them God's going to do it. I want you to anoint the school where your children are attending. You're going to see such deliverance to check. After the service on Thursday, just lay out all your bills and anoint them and watch what God does for you. And then on Friday night, my final night, we're going to have the Water of Life healing service. Touch somebody and tell them a Water of Life healing service. Where there is water, there is life. And we're going to pray over the water. The first miracle Jesus wrought is when he blessed the bread, or when he blessed the water at the wedding in Canaan. He said, I'll bless your bread and your water in Exodus. And how many know God can take sickness and disease from our midst? We're going to pray over the water. You know, you can have cancer in your body and not even know it's there. Most people, by the time they discover the cancer, it's already too late. You can be on the verge of taking your last breath and not even know it. You can be on the verge of a heart attack and not even know it. Do you know you can? Your body could have turned on itself and you not even know it? Do you know you could have contacted some contagious disease just by crossing the path of somebody this week and you don't even know it? But Friday night, touch somebody and tell them Friday night. We're going to pray over this one. Tumors are going to disappear. You thought, get ready for your vision to clear up. Get ready for your hearing to get better. Some of you are going to experience supernatural weight loss. That sugar level's coming down. That blood pressure's being regulated. There's a child. They're dealing with asthmatics. They're having problems. Their asthma. And God's going to deliver. Oh, somebody give God some praise. It shall be well. Every night this week, touch somebody and tell them every night this week, I decree the night you miss, you could miss your blessing. I want you to raise your hands in the air now. Take a few moments to praise him. I'm praying for you, young man. This is your time. And God's getting ready to open the door for you. And I want you to stand to your feet. I want you to come and just take me by the hand. Because God comes. You just come and take, because I see your heart. And God said, I'm going to do what I promised. This is where you have belonged. Everybody comes to this is where you belong. God said, this is where. This is where you belong. Everybody point and say, this is where you belong. This is a word from the Lord. You need to be here. God has you on the potter's wheel at this time. And I'm going to tell you, it's not your past that I'm concerned about. It's your present. Because this is a time of visitation for you. Bishop, Apostle, he's got a good heart. And I'm praying for you. And I want you to hold your hands out. Hold your hands out because God said, according to Psalm 90:17, I'm getting ready to establish the works of your hands. God's getting ready to open up a door for you. I see a real employment blessing for him. Everybody point at him and say, an employment miracle is coming your way. God said, I'm staying the hand of the enemy concerning you. I've kept you. I've watched over you, and I've spared you. You can't run with the pack. You can't do what everybody else is doing because God has marked you. And this is your season. And it is here I have placed you that I might develop you, that I might mentor you, that I might pour into you. For my hand is upon you, and I'm showing myself strong on your behalf. I know your heart, even in the night season as you've reached out to me. This is a time of visitation for you. And I'm going to honor you. Like I said, I'm going to make a way as I said I would. I'm going to bless you. God, you're opening up this door for him. And he is going to walk through this door. And he is going to testify that the Lord did it for me. Somebody get your hands in the air. Somebody get your hands in the air and give God some praise. Somebody just begin to praise him right now. Somebody just begin to praise.
You don't know this, but this is my son. And we just had a praise report for him. Tomorrow, he's just going to start, they chose him to start supervisor training on his job tomorrow.
You know what the Lord says, you can't run. Everybody's pointing him, say, quit running from the Lord. You can't run from God. You need to be here. You need to quit running because God is developing you. Everybody point at him and say, God is developing. God is getting ready to so honor and so promote. But I'm going to tell you, it's your season. Everybody point at him and shout, it's your season. Somebody get your God. I saw this elevation. I saw this door opening. I saw this honor. I saw this provision. I saw God. Lord, promotion comes from you, and it shall be as you have said. Some God to rewarding mother for her faithfulness. Such an intercessor. And when I see her, all I could think of that song is down through the years. The Lord's been good to me. Well, down through the years. Well, down through the years. Been good. Even to me. And Lord, you're remembering her, for I heard you say, you know, Hezekiah turned his face to the wall, and God added 15 years to his life. And the Lord said, daughter, this is your time, for even did I not renew Moses? Even at the age of 80, did I not renew his youth? And God said, I am renewing your youth. This is a special time of honor and favor for you because you have not withheld. You have been so faithful in my house. And God said, I reward you openly. Did not even Elijah look at Elisha and said, what shall I do for thee? Did not I even visit Solomon in the night season and ask him what I shall do for you? And the Lord said, ask me a hard thing, and I will do it for you. No good thing will I withhold from you. And God, you're healing her all in her body, all in her respiratory system. She's going to breathe easier. Her blood pressure level is coming down. God, you're moving in her circulation. God, even the weakness that comes, God, you're touching her all in her knees. You're healing, Mama. Somebody just get your hands in the air and give God some praise. I've got to get into the Word. Somebody just worship the Lord. Somebody just worship the Lord. Somebody just praise Him. Somebody praise Him. Somebody praise Him. Somebody praise Him. I've got to hurry. I want to go in. I've got this word for you. Look at your neighbor. Tell him God's turning it around for me. God, I speak a miracle now. I bind the attack of the enemy that will try to rob her of her mobility. God, she's not been able to rest properly in her own bed. I see her tossing and turning. I see her sitting in the bed. God, I see her taking deep breaths, that heaviness all in her chest and in her lungs. You're touching her. God, I speak to the sugar level. I speak to the blood pressure level. You have a curvature in your spine, and I saw God correcting that curvature going in your hip. Down into your sciatic nerve, there's some pinched nerve, and God said, I'm healing you, I'm touching you today. Somebody just get your hands in the air and give God some praise. All the arthritis that's trying to get in your body, I drive it out now in the name of Jesus. God, Mama getting an overhaul all internally. You're healing her all on the inside. You have a high acidity content, and God is correcting that, and you're going to feel so much better. Somebody just get your hands in the air and praise Him. Somebody just get your hands in the air and praise Him. Oh, somebody just wave your hands in the air. This is my turnaround year. I want you to reach out and grab somebody and tell them, this is my turnaround year. Somebody shout, I'm coming out this year. I'm coming out this year. I'm coming out this year. Somebody get your hands in the air and praise. Somebody get your hands in the air and praise. You know, the Lord told me something, and I can't get this out of my spirit when I walk in. I want to do something a little different. But the Lord said, just start this revival. Touch somebody, tell them we're starting this revival with a Thanksgiving seed. I'm not asking God for anything. Look at your neighbor. Listen, I'm going to tell you, everybody point at her and say, it's over for you. It's over. Your struggle is over, sweetie. Run down here and just take me by the hand. I decree it. It's done now. In the name of Jesus, somebody get your hands in the air and give God some praise. What God's turning it around for you. Listen, the enemy, you know what? I come against. It's like, and I'm going to tell you this, because we're talking about breaking generational curses. It's just that every time you go to establish a relationship or a friendship, the enemy tries to get in there and destroy it. And I break that thing from off of you in the name of Jesus. Somebody, you're giving her a miracle in her home. You're visiting her dwelling place. I find the attack of the enemy that will try to destroy. Somebody get your hands in the air and give God some praise. God, turn it. Listen. In the name of God. You know what? I saw at one, because you have some, I saw at one time, I saw you around a lot of smoke. You used to smoke I saw God, there's some problems you've been having. Your lungs, I saw some spots on your lungs, and God said, I'm cleansing and I'm purging your lungs. Somebody get your hands in the air and give God some praise. Somebody give God some praise. You don't feel better. Somebody just look at your neighbor and tell him, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. I've got to hurry. Now listen, I want you, because the Lord said, look at your neighbor and tell him he's done. You know what the Lord spoke to me? He said that this is the ending. Look at your neighbor and tell him this is the ending of the first quarter. God said it in, and God put it in my heart that this month, touch somebody and tell them this month of March was a cleanup month. Touch somebody and tell them God is working some things out for me this year. God is repositioning me this year. God, I glory to God. It's hallelujah. Because come April 1, somebody better raise your hands in the end. That come April the 1st, I will not be the same. Some doors are being closed. Some people are having to exit. They got to go because of where God is getting ready to take you. You better raise your hands in the air and give God some praise. And this is what the Holy Spirit put in my heart. And I cannot get this out of my spirit. And I have to be the first one to obey the Lord because, Lord, I want to thank you for all that you have done. But God said, look at your neighbor and tell them the worst is over. Somebody shout, the worst is over. And what the Lord put in my heart is he said, you challenge everyone that would just to give a Thanksgiving offering. Touch somebody and tell them a Thanksgiving offering of $20. Touch somebody and tell them, Lord, I'm just saying thank you. I thank you for all that you have done in my life. But I'm going to tell you, you ain't somebody raise your hands in the air and shout, I've not seen anything yet. Is there anybody really believe you've not seen anything yet? And I want you to quickly, I want you to obey the Lord. I just felt it in my spirit. You can write the check. You can give the cash. You can use your card. And I want you to move God's hand. Just $20. Touch somebody and tell them $20. You're just saying thank you. I want you to get it in your hand, and I want you to get ready to come. If you're writing a check, write it out in a high praise. I just feel that there's just something about this $20. And as you're ready, I want you just to get it in your hand. And I want you just to come and just wave it before the Lord. Come just waving it. Come just blessing him. Come just giving him the glory. As you're ready, I want you just to start coming. I want you to come quick. I want you just to start coming. I just feel it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Oh, somebody better bless him. In the name of Jesus, God bless him. Please, well, tell me, who can or when we call that is it. Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory. Everybody, well, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we have the victory. Oh, bless him. In the name of Jesus. Everybody else, give as close to the $20 as you can. Touch somebody, tell them as close to it as you can. And come with a smile. Just get it in your hand and come on down. Whether it's 10 or 5. It just may be a couple of dollars, but you get it in your hand and come on down and say, Lord, thank you for your blessing on my life. Well, Jesus, stand before when we call. That is it, Jesus. Oh, we have the victory, everybody. As you release it, God's honoring you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Who can stand for us? All of that great. We
God is going to touch somebody and tell them he's done so much for me. I have to praise him. Touch somebody and tell them I have to praise him. Raise your hand in the air and shout, I have to praise him. I want you to go with me very quickly. I just want to share this thought with you. And I want you to hold fast to this because this is. Touch somebody and tell them this is my turnaround. I want you to look at very quickly, just very briefly, Isaiah chapter 61. I want you to look at this. It's happening. Touch somebody. Tell them it's happening this year. It's happening this year. Isaiah 61. And I want you to notice it says in verse 7, it says, for your shame you shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Is there anybody here have the Amplified Version? Is there anybody have the Amplified Version of the Bible? Do you have the Amplified? If you could pull it up for me. It says, for your shame you shall have double. For your confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering. And I will direct their work in truth. I will make an everlasting covenant with them, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring shall be known among the people, and all that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. Do you have that in the Amplified, my dear? I want you to read it for me, verses 7 through 9. Now listen, this is the Amplified Version. Now what the Amplified does is break down the Greek and the Hebrew and give you an understanding, a better understanding of what's being said. What does it say? Hold for just a moment. Now listen to this. Instead of your former shame, you shall have a twofold recompense.
Instead of dishonor and reproach, your people shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double what they had forfeited. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrong with violence or a burnt offering. And I will faithfully give them their recompense in truth. And I will make an everlasting covenant or league with them. And their offspring shall be known among the nations, and their descendants among the peoples. All who see them in their prosperity.
Notice, all who see them, no more in reproach, no more in shame, but they shall see them in their prosperity.
Will recognize and acknowledge that they are the people whom the Lord has blessed.
Raise your hands in the air and say, Lord, I receive that. In Jesus' name, speak through your word, Lord, and I will be quick to give you all the praise and all the glory. I call it done. Amen and amen. I want you just to reach out and touch somebody and tell them God is giving you double for your trouble. Double for your trouble. Here the prophet of God is speaking, and he is speaking directly to the people of the Lord, and God is letting us know that this is a time of divine remembrance. And listen at me, every one of us here today, touch somebody and tell them that includes you, and it includes me. If we just had an opportunity to go back in time and reverse some of the decisions that we have made, if we could just go back in time and undo some of the things that we have done, we would do that. Touch somebody and tell them, but I cannot do that. The past is the past. And what the Lord is saying today is you have to close the door upon your past. No longer will your past be an issue when it comes to you, because it is officially over. Somebody raise your hands in the air and say, it is officially over. God said, no more reproach, no more shame. God said, I am vindicating you at this very hour. Some are so stuck in the past that by the time they get to the present, they have already missed their future. But Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind, touch somebody and tell them, you've got to let go. You can't cry over spilt milk. What is done, but I'm glad. Touch somebody and tell them, I'm glad I'm here today. Hey, God turned it around for me. The enemy meant to destroy me, but I'm here today. Touch somebody and tell them, I'm still here. Maybe it's through. My mess has become a message, and my test has become a testimony, and I am excited. Touch somebody and tell them, God said he is doing a new thing, no more. Will your past be able to be held against you? I don't care who tried to take you back into your past. God said it's over. Somebody shout, it is over. It is over. No more will I be shackled by the past. It's what God is doing right now, because God said, I'm blessing you as only I can. God said, I'm ordering everything in your life. God said, I'm putting everything in the place concerning you at this time. Even your enemies are going to have to hold their peace. Even your enemies are going to have to stand back and say, behold, blessed of the Lord, because God said, in the presence of your enemy, I'm going to prepare a table before you. God said, I've made a league with you. I've made a covenant with you. I told you I would not forget you. God knows all of us at one time or another have failed him. All of us at one time or another have fallen short of his glory. Let somebody and tell them, God knows. I've got myself into some mess, but that was then, and this is now. But God said, those days are over, because God said, this is your time of vindication. God said, I'm getting ready to cause such favor to come upon you. Favor is going to surround you like a shield. If you're rising up and you're sitting down, and you're going out and you're coming in favor, touch somebody and tell them favor. It is your year of restoration of all things. It is your year. God is giving you double for your trouble. God knows. Forfeited some stuff. Look at your neighbor and tell them, God knows. I forfeited some stuff along the way. God said, I'm not only going to give you back what you forfeited, but not only that, some stuff that should have been ours has been taken from us. God said, I'm not only going to give you back what you forfeited, I'm going to give back to you that which was taken from you. God said, it's coming back, but I'm not just going to give it back. I'm going to give you back double. Somebody get your hands in the air and say, this is my double portion here. And every area of my life, God, it's moving. If you believe it, get your hands in the air and give God some praise. I want you to get ready. I'm going to tell you the worst is over. If you believe it, glorify him. I said the worst. Somebody shout, the worst is over. It's over. It's over. My days of sorrow come to an end. My days of wrath have come to an end. My days of suffering has come to an end. My time of affliction has come to an end. Because God said, this is now a time of divine manifestation. God is good. Everything that I have promised you is going to come to pass. If you believe in the days or heavens in the earth, if this will turn around here, it is a year you've been going around that mountain long enough, and in that dry place long enough, and now God is showing himself strong on your behalf. the hand of the enemy is being saved in every area of your life. And curse what the Lord has blessed somebody in every day. God has promised me, even at the end of the day, even though I believe in the prophetic, I don't need another prophecy, because all real prophecy is going to do is confirm what you already know in your heart. How many more confirmations do you need? I don't need another confirmation. I just need God to do what he said he's going to do for me. And God said, I'm putting it right now. I'm positioning you. They're going to roll out the red carpet for you. They're going to call your name. You're not going to have to call them. They're going to come hunting you down. They're going to come looking for you. They're going to come knocking on your door. They don't see you when they see nobody else. I don't care who's more qualified than you. I don't care who's more degreed than you. God is taking us from the back of the line and putting us in the front of the line this year. This shall be the greatest year ever. Get your hands in the air and shout, this shall be my greatest year ever. I want you to do this because you're moving. Somebody come up in your move. I want you to change the location where you're at. I want you to quickly move from the seat. Move position where you're at. Now move to a different place. You're not going to be in the same place. Somebody tell them, listen, I want to just I want you to get up and move over here, because God made a real move. Somebody give God some praise. I'm getting back somebody. Tell them everything about me is changing. I'm moving out. I'm moving in. I'm moving out in the name of Jesus. This is your breakout year. This is your breakthrough year. You tell somebody, tell them God is giving you if you believe that somebody can start reaping for God, this is a BMW, yeah. The door is opening now. God is taking away from you now. Now is your life of healing. Now is your time of deliverance. Now is your time of blessing. Now is the year of release. And the Bible says, that somebody tell them this, 14, God's going to do for you this year. I don't care what man say or do, they're not going to stop it from happening. That somebody tell them it's going to happen. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against your judgment, thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, saith God. That all things are going to happen to you. In 1 Chronicles 14, it says, and Judah is free. And he said, God, I've been loved to my children. Somebody tell us, God, expected me out this year. Now, how many know, look at your neighbor, tell them, God knows I've been stretched out. Hey, anybody ever felt like you were being crucified? Somebody tell them, I've been there. But those days are over. Raise your hands in the air and tell them those days are over. I've been stretched out in affliction. I've been stretched out in sorrow. I have been stretched out in pain. But no, this is a good kind of stretching. Look at your neighbor, tell them, this is a good kind of stretching. I'm trying to save the ego. Get ready to soar. Somebody's out the needle. Get ready to soar. God is enlarging our territory. From the east and the west, the north and the south, God is causing me to occupy. That word occupy needs to take over. And I'm taking over this year. He's enlarging my territory. Oh, Lord, the
that you would bless me indeed. Let me pack it up. He said, bless me indeed. Not just bless me, but bless me indeed. Like some of them, I'm not just going to be blessed this year, but I'm going to be blessed indeed. I'm going to have supernatural blessings. I will avoid all the resources you need for the business. God said, I want to release them to you this year. God is going to be an incredible amount of finances. That's what we need. Somebody get your hands in there. And God is shutting the mouth of the nation. It's not what man says, it's what God says. And God, I'm appointed to for such a time as this is all that I've promised you in years past. Even though man is like a railroad, even though man is like an interfere, even though man is like a sitting down and shut you up, I am ready to up for such a time as this in your life. I'll be the greatest in your life. God is going to bless you. Look at the neighbor and tell him, my financial struggle is over. And then, Lord, he's going to stretch you. Somebody tell him, God, going to bless you. And then God going to stick that God, he's going to stretch you. I'm taking over. And then touch somebody and tell him, quit beating on me. Listen, you can eat all you want. But that's not going to stop or stop the way the people be good with. And the servant, Jesus said that your hand, God said, my anointing. Touch somebody, tell them the anointing of God, the presence of God, the favor of God is going to go before you this year. Door, but it's going to move. Touch somebody, tell them, door, there's here for you. God giving you some, a scholarship for you. Somebody give God some praise. Somebody give me a legal matter. God said, I'm turning it around for you. There's a son coming out of prison. You better give God some praise. Fourthly, he said, and Lord, keep evil away from me. Like somebody tell him, no evil. No workers of iniquity will have access to me this year, no matter what tool they use, no matter what weapon they use. It will fail. It will have a rumor. It's going to come back on them and not on me.
Month of March. Am I not correct?
is not the final week I'm going to be here. I heard the Lord say, challenge everyone to sow a Pentecostal offering seed. Let somebody tell them a Pentecostal offering seed. And how many know what a Pentecostal offering is? $120. And when you bring it back, this is your BMW year. Raise your hand in the air and say, this is my BMW year. Remember Isaiah 61:7-9. And remember, or you won't forget, 1 Chronicles 4:10. Because in my hand I have a very beautiful silver medallion. You're not going to get this anywhere. Can't buy it anywhere. Because I am the one that designed them and had them made. And it took me 2 years to find a company that would be able to make this coin on the level that I wanted made on. Look at this picture. They're individually packaged. What does it say on?
The prayer of Jabez. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil. 1 Chronicles 4:10.
Fourth, you will keep this anointed coin on me in position.
It's quality.
It took me a long time to find the company that would make this coin of the kind of quality that I wanted it this time. Because it will last you for years and years and years to come. If it thought that this year, look at your neighbor and tell us, this is the year of perpetual blessing. We're not just talking about something temporary. We're talking about something that's permanent. Touch somebody and tell them, this is permanent. Thoughts of honor establishing this year like no other. I decree God to see it is honor. Somebody listen, I've got the first. But listen, some of you have a business anointing on your life. Do you hear me? A business anointing. I come to tell them a business anointing. You're not to be employed, you're to be self-employed. There is a business anointing over the man. That business anointing is on your life. God wants to loose resources for the business this year. Somebody raise your hand in the air and give God some praise. Somebody shout restoration. And God said, I want you to listen to me. And hold that button. You can't give what everybody else is giving. Because to whom much is given, much is required. And the Lord said, you're to give. Now this is the 120 here. But over here, God said, it's the double portion. Because God said, double. Somebody shout double. Raise your hand in the air and shout double. Now I'm going to say something. Hold off of this. Because there are, and I want to get nervous in the service when I say this, but there's a third group. Touch somebody and tell them, and there's a third group. God said, don't write the word restoration on the envelope. I've written on these two envelopes because you're going to see restoration. Touch somebody and tell them, double restoration. Some of you are speaking to you about a double portion. You can't, but there's a third group. God's been good to you. And God said, your envelope is in my back pocket. And the Lord said, Deuteronomy 8:18. Touch somebody and tell them Deuteronomy 8:18. at what does Deuteronomy 8:18 say? Somebody quickly pull up Deuteronomy 8:18. Quick. Open it up to Deuteronomy 8:18. This is not for everybody. But God said, write one word, apostle, on the envelope. And God said, that word is wealth. Touch somebody and tell them wealth. Because this is your year of divine transfer. When God is taking the wealth of the wicked and he's going to put it in your hands this year. Touch somebody and tell them wealth. What does it say?
The last verse said, always remember that it's the Lord our God who gives you power to become rich. He does it to fulfill his promise to your ancestors.
God said, notice this, God said, I made a legal covenant with you. Your children will be seen in their process. Like somebody, the generational curse stops with me. What does it say in the King James Version? This is beautiful. I love that. What does it say in the King James Version? Real quick.
For it is he that giveth me power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant with he which he sware unto thy father, and it is this day.
Raise your hands in the air and say, this is the children's blessing. God said, I'm losing the apostle. Telling everybody on that apostle, say, God is losing wealth this year. Somebody get your hands in it. You may think I'm crazy, but God got some millionaires up in here. Somebody raise your hands in the air and give God something that's going to happen quickly. Lord, this is what the Lord said. I don't care whether it's the 120, the 240, or you're taking my envelope out of the back pocket, my back pocket, because God said, I'm bringing you from the back to the front. Shall lead this year. And you're to sow a seed. Now don't get nervous. 818. Touch somebody and tell them 800 and $18. 8 is a new beginning, a double portion new beginning, and the one is you. Touch somebody and tell them the one is me. And God is marking me this year for great wealth. Raise your hands in the air and say, God, I receive. Ask them for a dollar. This is your year of restoration. Everything is being restored. Let somebody come. Everything. Look at your neighbor. What I have forfeited. What I have lost as a result of my disobedience that we all. I wish I could have it perfect. I can't do that. But one thing I can do. God brought me back. Look at your neighbor, tell him, I'm bad. Don't act like you ain't never messed up. Touch somebody and tell them, God knows I have a story to tell. But I'm here today because of who he is and not who I am. God, turn it around. You young people need to obey God in this. But I want you to all get that 100. Some of you to get the double portion. Some of you got to go into my back pocket. But between now, some of you can do it today. There's somebody here. God said, as you use your card, God said, I'm going to tear off all your credit card debt. Somebody raise your hands in the air. God's bringing you out. Raise your hands in the air and say, everything about me is turning around. You're going to obey God. We'll now on Friday. You bring it back. I'm going to put this coin in your hand. And you watch your story changes. This is it. I want you to jump up and come down and get whichever envelope you're to take. Whichever one you're to take, I just want you to pick it from off of the altar, whether it's the 120, the 240, the one in my back pocket. You come and you use your miracle. And when you pick this up, you're not just picking yourself up. You're picking up your generation. You're picking up your family. I want you to come and get your blessing in Jesus' name. As you're ready, just stand and start coming. Just come. Whichever envelope you're to take, just come. Oh, just come whichever one you're going to pick up.
And watch how quickly God will reward you for this. Perhaps somebody